previous. This is a knowledge transfer partnership. And this links universities and businesses together, as I'm sure many of you know. But it really gives an opportunity for great projects to be developed. And the project I'm working on is with the University of Reading WAGS. And WAGS is the largest voluntary movement dedicated to girls and young women around the world. Pretty much everybody has some kind of reference to guiding or scouting, but the World Organization works across 145 countries, and we have about 10 million members. So it's a really fantastic organization that just works with the organizations based in each country to support guiding and scouting and the development of young people. So that's my introduction. So the aims of the project that I've been working on are quite massive. So we were to increase the levels of access, to reach more of our members worldwide, and to ensure more can benefit. So that's getting to different audiences as well. And as well as improving communication across this vast organisation. Because we struggled to get to sort of grassroots build. So we focused on the WRDP, which is the WAGS Leadership Development Programme. Now traditionally this is a face-to-face programme where girls from around the world come and they develop their skills in leadership development, which involves a lot of organisation, because we have to get visas, travel, so we really have to reduce the numbers, and we can only run about 3 a year. So we really wanted to look at the power that technology has now given everybody to enhance our audiences and to really improve this. So the last 2 years we built our prototype platform on Moodle, and we've worked with participants from 53 countries around the world through several different courses that we've run. But the real thing that I would stress for this is the fact that it was non-formal and collaborative. I think coming from a westernised formal education background, this was quite an interesting switch for me personally, but I think also for the work we were doing. I think we've touched on so many issues over already in the presentations I've seen that we've been dealing with and trying to grab hold of. I won't say we're there yet with all of it, but we're getting there. So, just as a background, what we've now developed is a four-stage course. So they get the chance to develop in not only the subjects they're working on, but also on the amount of interaction that's happening and the sort of extension of getting used to the technical skills as well. Because we've really sort of identified that our users are so broad in terms of where they're coming from, where they're working, their cultures, languages. So we really wanted to just build that. So, this non-formal and personal connections. We sort of at the beginning sat down and thought, what does this mean? How can we take all these big issues like assessment, connection, loads of issues that we all struggle with in any learning. But there's been a lot of discussion about culture here, and also we were talking yesterday about organisational culture. Within our culture, in our organisational culture, culture is a good thing. So we would strive in everything. We have diversity and we include this culture. But that makes it quite challenging as well. It really pushes us and makes us readdress everything. So we knew that this non-formal background was very important. And when you look at Girl Guiding and Girl Scouting, the culture of that organisation is very personal. It's about this idea of connecting with people that you've never met before and sparking up that relationship. So I've got a couple of these, which are lots of text, but I just sort of briefly explain. In all of our courses, we really wanted to make this space for them to personally connect. So we give them all a chance to say, hello, this is me. So as we say, digital identity, what do they want to put out there? How do they want